Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Haunted House Flippers. This podcast is merely a work of pure fiction, I assure you. Should you find any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, it is certainly only a coincidence. Since you've come this far, I recommend you listen with headphones whenever possible. But if that isn't an option for you, well, I won't judge. And lastly, if you've enjoyed this experience and would like to support the cast and crew while getting some rather interesting and unique rewards, please look for us on Patreon. For the rest of the details about the show, episode transcripts, links to social media, and merch, make your way over to our website at hhfpodcast.com. Thank you for your time. May your experience be splendid.
Hello, hello, my spooktacular friends. Let's have a quick recap of what's been going on in my life, shall we? Well, about a month ago, my wife and I inherited my grandfather's old home, nestled in the tiny town of Unkanunuk, New Hampshire. Well, we plan to renovate it, but it's also proving to be the absolute poster child for paranormal activity. With the help of our neighbor Lee, we've made some really good progress on the remodeling, but my real motivation behind these recordings is to provide indisputable proof of the other side. And so, my listeners, if anyone would like to contact me personally, either with advice or with your own stories, you can email me at ghostguytom@gmail.com. All right, let's get right into it. My name is Tom Miller, and this is Haunted House Flippers. Episode 19, Schrodinger's Butt. Can't believe we actually called it that.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. It's just a storm. It's just thunder. It's just a storm, okay? Hey, hun? What's wrong?
Oh, crap.
You're okay.
Oh, God.
You're okay.
Oh, God.
Breathe. You're okay. Whatever it was just a dream, okay? It wasn't real. You're in bed. You're in your house with me. You're safe. It's okay. Come here. It's okay.
I don't think it was a dream, hon.
What do you mean?
I think it was another vision thing.
Why do you only think it was one of the visions? You're always really certain about that.
I don't know. It felt off? Normally there's some clarity to them. Normally I'm aware it's a vision because I'm basically a spectator. I'm aware that I'm watching something occur, but I'm not actually there. This... Oh, God. This was different. And it was so, so real.
Okay. It's okay. Do you want to talk about it? Or do you just want to rest?
I don't know.
Okay. It's okay. Do you want me to choose for you?
Yeah. Please.
All right. Okay. Tell me what you remember. If it gets too much, we can stop, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So, it was different this time because I was someone else. I was seeing it through their eyes. I wasn't just watching this time. It was like I was actually that person.
Do you know who you were?
No, but I felt small. Like a child. I was sitting on the floor in what I assume was my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading or drawing, maybe? I'm not sure.
Do you know if you were in this house?
I want to say yes. I feel like it was this house, but I don't know. I didn't recognize the room. And I didn't get to see much for long.
What do you mean?
I heard the door open and footsteps behind me. As I started to turn around, it all went dark. I think a bag was put over my head. There was more than one person, and I was picked up, and I felt my ankles and wrists get tied together. I screamed so loud, but no one came. And then I think they put me in a coffin or something. It was small and cramped and stuffy. Everything echoed weird. I could barely move, and I screamed so much that I hurt my throat and I just couldn't do it anymore. I felt them carry me away.
Oh my God. Do you know where they took you?
No. But eventually everything got even more muffled and quiet. And then silence, just silence. I sat in that coffin for, I don't know, hours? Days? Maybe they buried me, her. Buried her somewhere alive?
Okay, you just said her. Do you know who she is?
I don't know for sure, but I feel like it's the little girl I've heard call my name. Would someone really do that? Bury a child alive? And why?
I don't know. I'd love to say no, but you listen to a lot more true crime than I do.
Yeah. It was kind of rhetorical.
Rhetorical.
Well, I'm less sad now and more embarrassed on your behalf that you exist.
You're welcome. I love you too.
I don't think I'm going back to sleep.
Not tired?
No, I am beyond exhausted, but...
You don't want to go back to sleep.
I think I would rather just stay up.
Yeah, true Krugerism.
Absolutely textbook. That means coffee is on deck.
Yep. Hey, it's Saturday. How about we get up, let's go get coffee and breakfast, come back, watch some cartoons. Saturday morning cartoons must still exist to some degree, right?
Yeah. You know what? That sounds perfect. Oh my God, this is insane. I am soaked.
Yeah, well, I told you that you should have grabbed an umbrella.
I don't like them. My hood works just fine, thank you.
Yeah, well, you look a little damp. What?
You look ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I look dry, thank you.
No, you look like you're about to head to sea in a white squall in northern Maine to go catch some lobsters.
Yes. It's called being dry, honey. Try it sometime.
Where did you even get all of that gear? Are those waders?
I think so. I don't know. They were in the closet. I'm pretty sure they're my grandfather's.
Could you at least take the hat off? Either that or get a hook for a hand.
Arr. Probably for the best. It smells weird anyway.
It's par for the course.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, I'm kidding.
Are you?
Oh, I love your weird Tom smell. Wait, that is not what I meant.
Did you just...
Shut it. Do you want breakfast or not?
Duh.
Then shush.
Hey, can I order?
No. You're in the passenger seat.
Yep, but I like to order sometimes.
Yeah, I'm aware. I got this.
Hi, welcome to Dunks. I'll be right with you.
Okay!
Tom.
Sorry. So, how are things?
What?
I'm just making conversation so we're not sitting here in awkward silence while we wait.
Dude, she's been gone like 20 seconds. Chill.
Hey, sorry about that. What can I get for you?
Hey, no problem. Can I get a large iced coffee, regular cream and sugar?
Alright, large iced, regular, anything else?
Yeah, can I...
Yeah, I'll have a large French vanilla iced with regular cream and extra, extra sugar.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Tom, you're all the way over there. She can't hear you.
Oh, sorry, hold on. Oh, God,
Tom, what are you doing?
Sorry. Can I get a large French vanilla iced with regular cream and extra sugar? So, like, three of them, please?
Get off of me.
I'm sorry, I needed this.
Sure. Large French vanilla iced, regular, extra. You said, like, three.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Did your mother pour paint in your cereal when you were little?
I'm sorry?
Oh my God, no, I am so sorry. Not you.
Is there anything else I can get you?
Oh, my dignity back would be great.
Let me check. Sorry, we're all out.
Drat.
Can I interest you in some donuts or smash browns?
Yes, please!
Oh my Lord, people are going to think you're either drunk or a giant mutant toddler, and I don't know which one is worse. Yes, sure. Why not? Two of each.
Preference on donuts?
I'll take a chocolate frosted. If you could cover one with cement for my husband, that would be great.
I'll see what I can do. Pull one up.
Thanks.
Wow. So, how are things?
You know, there comes a time in every woman's life where she'll take a step back, reflect on her past up to this moment, and wonder if she made the right choices.
And?
Still here, aren't I?
Aw, that's really...
Oh God, put the hat back on.
But you told me to take the hat off.
Put it back.
Why?
Because you look like a thumb wearing Lego hair.
Hi, that's gonna be... Oh God, okay, sorry, 1650.
See?
Hey, before we head home, you know what we should do?
Vacuum out my car, since you managed to get sprinkles literally everywhere? Were there even any left on the donut?
They aren't literally everywhere, Janet. That's not possible. It goes beyond the definition of the word literally. You mean figuratively.
Yeah. Are they on the seat?
Some. Yep.
The floor?
Yeah, a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dash?
Wow.
Center console?
A couple, but yeah.
The roof?
Okay, valid point. Anyway, do you want to know what I think that we should do before we go home?
What should we do?
We should go over the bridge.
Eh.
Come on. I think it'll do you some good.
Will it, though?
Well, one of two things will happen. Either nothing weird will happen, we'll turn around and drive home, or we'll just poof instantly back to the driveway, but we'll do it together.
All right, but on one condition.
Which is?
We go look at the attic when we get back.
Hello, my spooktacular friends. We are back in the metaphorical abandoned mineshaft of our home. Well, except that we're above ground. So, from what we've seen so far, the door to the attic has been a bit, well, inconsistent regarding its position. So today is the last day that that door stays closed, or attached to the hinges at all. So Janet is armed with her trusty hammer, Mjolnir, and...
I think you mean Mjolnir.
I do, but I can't pronounce that, though.
That's fair. To be honest, I like Mjolnir better anyway.
Yeah, me too. So Janet has Mjolnir, and I have my trusty crowbar that I've named Filbert.
Why Filbert?
It's just an old cartoon character I relate to.
Should have named it Jason Todd.
You did not.
I did.
Wow. Anyway, we have traversed through the kitchen's secret hole, and...
Could you maybe not call it that?
So, the kitchen's special hole?
No.
Anyway, So we're just about at the attic stairs, where, for probably the first time in my life, I am sort of hoping that door's locked up tight and it was all just a dream that I just can't explain.
All right, big guy. Do you want to look first?
You know what? Yeah. You do it.
What?
I'll count you down.
Okay.
3, 2.
It's open.
You didn't wait for the count. What? No. You're messing with me.
I am not. Look.
Oh. Friends, Janet and I are standing at the bottom of the stairs that lead up to the attic. The last time that we were here, that door was locked up tight and didn't budge. However, Janet was gone. I had hoped that I had just dreamt that it had opened. But, here we are.
You ready to go up?
Ready? No, not at all. But my entire paranormal investigative career has led me to this moment.
To exploring a forgotten attic?
That is full of ghosts.
You don't know that.
Janet, the door was sealed and locked, and now it's open. Explain that.
We spent some time cutting into it and hitting it with a sledge. We probably jostled some things loose or broke the lock and just didn't know it. And it slowly opened while we were gone.
I don't believe a word of that.
Well, that's on you, bud. You ready? I'm ready.
And caffeinated, apparently. Damn.
Yes. So much yes. You'll be fine. It's okay. You can go ahead of me. I'll be right behind you.
Okay. All right. Up we go. Flashlight's working. Crowbar is at the ready. Door is just barely open. Here we are. I am reaching to push the door open so that... Go!
Did that seriously just happen?
Nope, 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 nope.
Tom, you didn't do that? You aren't just messing with me? Tell me you're just messing with me.
Mm-mm, nope, 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 nope.
Stop! Nope. Stop being a Sesame Street Martian and use your words, please. Oh, hell no.
We should go.
Yeah, we should. We should go up.
What?
This is my house, damn it. I am not going to be afraid of something in my house. Something that is very probably nothing at all, obviously.
So, you're going up?
We are. Gonna do this together.
Okay. All right, up we go again. To see the door that just slammed closed in my face. And then reopened after I left. And likely ghostily laughed at me, and I'm not entirely sure what I'm hoping is going to happen, but... I feel like I expected that.
Listen up. I don't know who's up there, but this is my house. Open this door right now, or I swear, oh my god, I've become Delia Dietz.
Oof, yeah.
Ugh, damn it, I wanted to be more like Morticia Adams. Ugh, but whatever, it's locked up tight. I don't know what to do.
Well, we could choose violence.
We could choose violence. Ugh, it's so very Dietz-like, though. I always wanted to be a Maitland.
Yeah, maybe someday. Alright, friends, we'll be right back after this quick message from our sponsor.
Wait, you have a sponsor?
Well, no, but I figure if I ever get really popular, this would actually just be a really perfect spot for a commercial break.
Okay.
And so, Tom and Janet Miller chose violence on this day.
Damn right we did.
Perhaps we overpowered this haunted defier of passage Or maybe our mere presence created enough fear that this ghostly guarded gateway simply allowed us to enter.
Okay, budget Shakespeare.
I don't really know what that means, but all right.
I'm shocked. All right, hit that light switch.
Why me?
Because you have the most experience flicking the light switch in the attic.
I did it once, Janet, and that was possibly and most likely a dream.
Still more than me.
Fine. It's about what I expected. Great.
No go?
Nada.
How dark is it?
Darker than your sense of humor after binge drinking while watching true crime murder shows.
Wait, don't you mean binge watching while drinking?
I said what I said.
Okay, that's fair. Here, have a flashlight.
Thanks. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wowie, wow, wow, wow.
What? What? Ooh. What do you see? What is it? I want to look. How do you simultaneously have no ass and yet an ass that won't let me buy?
Schrodinger's butt? You know, you could have gone first.
Yeah, well, so what did you see? Tom?
Yes'ms?
Wait, it's basically empty.
Yeah, kind of a letdown, huh?
Kind of.
But what do you suppose that is?
Do you mean the chest?
Friends, we are in the attic. We made it. Lights don't work, but between my flashlight and the lantern that is apparently powered by the sun that my wife brought. God, that's bright. Why is that so bright?
It's 160,000 lumens.
Why?
Because I don't like the dark in this house, and this literally murders the dark. In the face.
Okay. Anyway, the attic is completely empty. Barren of anything notable or interesting, except a mysterious item sits in the middle of the room.
It's a steamer chest.
This unknown item has a rectangular shape with a slightly rounded top, but it's impossible to know for sure because it's covered with a heavy cloth.
It is absolutely a steamer chest.
You don't know that for sure.
I do. Look. Ta-da! See? Steamer chest.
Wow. Folks, you are not going to believe this, but the previously unknown item in the center of the room is, in fact, an old steamer chest. What I find exceptionally fascinating,
Tom,
is that there is nothing else in this room. As I
walk about, Tom.
What? What's up?
Did you not notice something a bit odd?
Regarding what?
The chest, Tom. The only thing in here other than us.
No?
The chains.
What about them?
You don't think that a steamer chest locked down to the floor with chains is a little odd?
I'm going to be honest here. I have no idea how you should or shouldn't store a steamer chest. So is that not normal?
No, it is not.
Why would they do that? Unless they...
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
My dream.
They wanted to...
keep someone inside.
Hey, friends. Sorry for the abrupt break just there, but Janet and I need a little bit of a breather. With her visions coming true more often, this could be the final piece to prove to her that she is the sight.
Yeah, so if we could maybe not focus on that, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. So, after some talking, we decided that we want to open the chest and see what's inside.
I want to find out what is so important that it needed to be chained to the floor and locked up tight. You will be shocked to know that hitting locks and chains with blunt objects does not, in fact, cause them to open. Video games have apparently deceived me for my entire life.
Shocker.
Anyway, we went and got some bolt cutter things that I'm going to let my wife have the honors of doing the old snip-snip.
The old snip-snip?
Yeah, the old snip-snip. Just do the thing.
And what will you be doing?
I will be way over here supervising.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Here we go. There's one, and, there we go.
And now, let's have a peek inside. Ow! What was that for?
You don't get to do the honors of opening this when you didn't do any of the work.
But it said I was supervising. That's what supervisors do.
Tough. Now move.
All right. Okay. On three, give it a lift. Maybe it'll be filled with pirate gold or something.
At this point, I would be happy with old, musty fabric.
Three.
Oh, hell no.
What?
Nope. No.
I didn't
nope.
even... I didn't see... What? What?
Tom, nope.
What do you mean, nope? What was in there?
Mm-mm. No, that is a body. Wrapped in a blanket. I'm out.
What? It can't be. It can't really be. Can it?
I don't want to believe I'm seeing these things, so you look for yourself. I'm done. I am going to go get drunk downstairs.
Okay. All right, friends. I'm going to go check on my wife. She thinks that she saw a body in the trunk. I suspect that it's because of the vision that she had. It's probably just small blankets. So, yeah. We're going to just have one quick little peek here, and then I'm going to go down and calm her down. Oh. Well, would you look at that? That's a very body-shaped blanket. Okay, time to go.
Haunted House Flippers is an original podcast written and produced by J.D. Laureate, who voices Tom Miller.
Hey, honey.
Yes, dear, what's up?
I may be a little drunk, but
mm-hmm.
I have a question.
You are very drunk.
Mm-hmm.
What's your question, sweetheart?
When did we get home after the coffee shop?
What? Oh. Oh, fuck.
Our co-writer and social media lead is Melissa Croft, who also voices Janet Miller, and our graphic design, merch, and website is thanks to Adrian Johnson, who also voices Lee. A special thanks goes out to Caroline Claudino for pushing through the traumatic memories of working drive-thru. We have only one more episode for Season 2, so we would love to answer your questions in our season wrap-up. If you'd like to support our little podcast, you can find ways to donate, as well as links to our merch page, social media, and much more at www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and remember, if you've got it, haunt it.